Thank you, Mr. Leiby. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to be here on this Sabbath day. After last week, we had Thanksgiving weekend. My family and I went to Phoenix, Arizona. It's been almost a decade since we've been there. My oldest daughter, Katarina, was born in Arizona. And that's where my wife, Jeanette, went to grad school at Tempe, Arizona State University. We actually spent the time with some dear friends of us. We met while we live in Arizona, and very dear friends. And interesting thing is they have a very interesting tradition. During the Thanksgiving season, they create they have the outline of the kids made out of paper, which they paste on the wall, and then everybody who goes there for Thanksgiving, you have to make your handprint and a piece of paper of your hand that represent the leaves of a tree, and then you write a message of what are you thankful for. So they introduced us to this several years ago, and as the kids have a lot of fun doing this. Thomas, could you please put the picture? And this is how it looks like when it's, you know, over the years, we've been doing this, and we started doing our own. And as I was reading, I found messages I wrote a few years ago about what I was thankful for. They also ordered what other people wrote. This is an interesting tradition, remind us to be thankful. So while I was reading some of those messages, the messages I wrote, you know, it got me thinking about how so many of the things that I take for granted. And also, I want to show God and others my gratitude. So, being thankful is more than just a state of mind. It's a call to action. So, being thankful is more than just a state of mind. It's a call to action. So, let's open our Bibles in Luke. Let's go through an event here in the Gospels. In Luke 17, verse 11. And this is the event of the 10 lepers that were cleansed by Christ. Now in verse 11, now it happened as he, Christ, went to Jerusalem and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy of us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And this is the King James Version, by the way. And verse 19, and he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. One interesting thing about I learned as I was preparing this message is, first of all, there was in Leviticus chapters 13 and 14 were the instructions for leprosy. And they're supposed to go to the priest, and the priest is very elaborate. If you are interested, you can go and read that. But so Christ told them exactly that, go see the priest. Now, the word cleansed or healed, there's three words that are very similar that are used in this passage. One is cleansed in verse 14, and they were cleansed. The next one is in verse 15 when it says when he was healed. And the last one is the last part of verse 19, made you well. The three words means basically the same, heal, make whole, cleanse. But the first word that's used in verse 14 for cleansed, it's from Strong's Concordance 2511. It's just basically clean, to make clean, literally, ceremonially, or spiritually, according to context. This is from Strong's Concordance. Now, verse 15, that word for healed is a different word. It's 2390. It means to heal generally with a physical, sometimes a spiritual disease, particularly a supernatural and bringing attention to the Lord as the great physician. Draws the attention to the Lord, the supernatural healer, beyond the physical healing itself and its benefits. And the last word, in verse 17, it means is a another word in sozo is 4982 in the Strong's, is the what is saved, the rescued, is points more like to spiritual salvation. So Christ was expecting the other ones to have an action of gratitude because they were healed, and primarily because God made a healing to the glory of God. That's why he said, were there not nine? So it's expect from the people of God. And none of them came back but this foreigner. So let's go back now to Hebrews 13. Let's move to here in Hebrews 13. Breaking into the thought here in verse 15. These are the closing statements of the book of Hebrews, and there are several thoughts. Breaking into the thought here in verse 15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. State of thankfulness is not just a state of mind. It's an action. It prompts us to perform acts of gratitude. So can we think of about many things we will be thankful and ask ourselves, what am I doing to show gratitude toward God or toward my neighbor? First of all, I think just being thankful. That state of mind is important, to acknowledge that we should be thankful. But it goes beyond, right? Another thing is saying thank you. We do teach our children, and even growing up, my mother, remember mentioning, say thank you. We do that. But one more thing beyond that is showing our thankfulness through acts of gratitude. So we can make a list, just like I noticed that so many things that I wrote over the years, all the things I could be thankful for, and how can I show acts of gratitude and thankfulness to show that I'm thankful? Maybe begin a list right now and write a few things you're thankful for and see how you can show your thankfulness. So in the time I have left, I want to just share with you some of the things. I went through the tree and the leaves, and I picked a couple of things that I thought of that I need to do some work on. Because, yes, I'm thankful, but I would like to show some actions of gratitude. One of the things, as you probably know, that most of you know, I originally from Peru, South America, and I've been in this country almost half my life, a little over half my life. And my early years after I came to the United States, I just used to be at awe at the tremendous blessing. Sorry, that we have. Just the fact that we have the freedom to worship in peace. Just that one fact. The fact that our religious freedoms are respected. So God has allowed that condition to happen. And over the years, I remember when I lived over there. I lived there for many years. I got my first job. And I remember how, the joy and the thankfulness for having so little. And that's when God called me into this truth. And many years now, I've been blessed not just with physical things, but also with spiritual things. And it's mind-boggling, like to go to the feast, for example. We're going to be celebrating, having a social afterwards. just to go to the feast. You know, we have an excuse of absence for my children to go to the feast. And the school system, I know some people sometimes have difficulties, but in our school system, we've been blessed and we're able to take our children to the feast. I remember when I was going to school in South America, you know, that to go to the feast, you know, they told me that you have to talk to all your teachers, and unless they tell yes, you can't go to the feast. And I remember the church praying, and, you know, to find out, so how did it go? It's just mind-boggling to think how much we have been blessed. It's great to be blessed. And now the feast in Peru is one site, just one site. Everybody's just so happy to go to the feast. Feast planning in this country is, take the feast planning in a brochure, and we have many options. God has blessed us tremendously with jobs and with resources that we can go to places. It's so wonderful to have those blessings. So, these are the two areas I need personally to work on. I'd like to share with you. If I say I'm thankful for my family, then what are my acts of gratitude? You know, God has blessed me with a wife and two daughters, have become my immediate family. I also have my extended family, my mother, who normally comes here during the summer months. She's back in South America now. You know, and my siblings. Yeah, if I say I'm thankful with my family and my extended family, one way or another, we're all part of a family, at the very least in the spiritual sense. We should be thankful for all these blessings. So, for example, an act of gratitude I'd like to work on is I spend quality time with my children and wife, building memories and strengthening our relationships. You know, in this complicated and busy world, let's take a conscious effort to spend quality time. Our children are growing really fast. I see them. You know, it's been a decade since we were in Arizona. We saw our friends' children. It's been a decade. So we have a short window of opportunities to build those relationships that will make an impact on their lives. Another one. If I say I'm thankful for being part of the body of believers, the church, for my calling. So what are my acts of gratitude? So I will say, for example, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity of gather every Sabbath. Some of our brothers and sisters are not able to attend every Sabbath for health reasons or whatever other reasons. So one idea I had is make an extra effort to connect with those that are new or that we don't know very well. Make it an effort to participate in the different activities and or opportunities the church offers and making those who help make it happen. So if I'm thankful for the church, for the blessing of gathering every Saturday, you have the fellowship, then my act of gratitude could be making an extra effort to volunteer even when help is not requested. So tonight's services, the children's projects will be presented today, you know, the tonight's meal, the dance, they all come about because of the effort of dozens of people. You know, how are we showing our appreciation and thanks? The title of my sermonette is Actions of Gratitude. And in Spanish, Thanksgiving Day is Día de Acción de Gracias, which literally means the Day of Actions of Gratitude. That's how it's translated. So, well, I'm sure that we can think of many more reasons to be thankful for and how we can express the thankfulness and gratitude with actions. We can think about thanks for our calling, thanks for our friends, our jobs, our health. Being thankful should result in our desire to give back to others. It's not just a state of mind, but a call to action.